Mishnah says right. Shtei noshim shenishpu. Two ladies were captured by the goyim. Two Jewish ladies. So Rashi says sheyesh edim shenishpu. We're talking about there are edim there. Edim told us that these two ladies were captured by the goyim. Zois semeris nishbeisir tyranny. This one says, you should know I was captured, but I was tor. No goy lived with me. Zois semeris, and the second one says nishbeisir tyranny. Is alocha einam nemonis. We don't believe them. Again, there's no peshosa peshiter. We're talking about, like Rashi says, edim told us that they were captured by the goyim. So alocha is, we have to be afraid now for a malosim b'yuchsim of the rabbonin that we had the sword before. Roy v'adik chov maprutzim aroyah saying we have to be afraid the goyim live with them. They have a din zayner on them now, and the apostle to marry a kohen. But the Mishnah says of a zman shein miidois. Zu al zu, haray elu nemonis. If one lady says edus for the second one, she's not only saying that she's tor, but she says, Yishno, I know the way the second one was with me the whole time, and I saw the way no goyim ever lived with her. And then takin nemonis. Then we believe them. So Rashi says, the bishivuya hakilu lahamen edecha vafilu isha. That's the lacha. But this shayla of a shivuya is a kula. That we said, since it's only a mylosom yuchs, it's only a din de rabbonin, that we say she's also, the rabbonin were maimon believed even in Isha. A neidechot, even one lady is allowed to say, the way I saw the way she was captured, and the goyim never lived with her. So if one says edus for the second one, they are both tor. Verses like this, Tana rabbonin lived in a brace like this. Ani temeya v'chaverti Torah. Phoenicia says, you should know, I was tomei. In other words, I was captured by the goyim, and the goyim lived with me. But the chaverti Torah, Yishno, my chaver, my friend, she was also captured. But I know the way she was Torah. No goy ever lived with her. Isn't that menace? That's a very good case. We believe it. Rashi says alakil. We believe everything she says. If she says that she's temeyani, that shav yanashech tichad yisura, we believe her that the goyim lived with her. And then that she tells us that her friend is Torah, we also believe her. What about if she says, Ani tohira v'chaverti temeyin? She says just the opposite. I was captured by the goyim, but I'm tohira. No goyim ever lived with me. But my chaverti temeyin, the goyim live with her. That's what she's telling us over. Halacha is ein in the menace. She is not believed. Rashi says, Aklum l'kama forish lo l'kula. Soon the Gemara will explain why not. She's not believed in anything. In other words, we're talking about now that Edim, the Stama said that she was captured. So she's not neman on herself to say she's tor, but who was in? She's not neman on a chaverta to say temeya. That Rabbonin didn't give any kula. Rabbonin only gave a kula by yeshivuya to believe in neidechot if they say tohira. But if a neidechot wants to say temeya, for that you have to have two edim, and one ed is not neman. What about if she says ani v'chaverti temeya? Nemenes. She says upon both of them that she and a chaverta is temeya, then is nemenes alatzma. She's believed on herself that she was captured and that the goyim lived with her, so she is possible to marry a kohen. But we ain't in the menes achaverta. Again, she's not believed achaverta. She has no nemonis to say upon a friend that her friend was captured and lived with the goyim. She can't pass the achaverta. What about if she says ani v'chaverti Torah? She tells us, "Hey, this is true. Me and my friend was captured by the goyim, but Yishno, I know the way both of us was tor." The goyim didn't live with me. The goyim didn't live with her. The law is nemenes al chaverta. She has a din of an eidecho to be believed on a chaverta for a friend that a friend is tor. But we ain't a nemenes al atzma. But on herself, she's not nemon. On herself, we have to be afraid. Maybe the goyim did live with her, and therefore she's possible to get married to a kohen. That's what the brisa says. Now the gemara will go and explain the whole brisa. Oh, mamar, we just learned before. A din of what ani tohira v'chaverti temeya. Yes, now we'll explain it. The omamar ani tohira v'chaverti temeya. The ratio where she says she's tohor, but a chaverti is temeya. Yes, zayin and a menah she's not believed. Samora says hechidami. How are we talking about? What's the ratio talking about? Idaleka edim. If there are no edim at all that she was captured, and she herself is telling us that she's captured and that she's tohor. For the Gemara alatzma, my lemhemna. Why isn't she believed on herself? Nishbeisiyu Torah nikomra. It's mamish the din of the Mishnah before. There's a peshos, a peshita. She's the only one telling us that she was captured. she's the Pesh also, so we should believe her when she says Toirani that the Goyim didn't live with her. So why does it say Ein and the Menah should not live on herself? We have to be talking about in the Reish of the first case that Edim were there telling us that she was captured. Therefore, on herself, she's not believed. But if she says that a Chaverita was Toiro, even though we have Edim that she was also captured, but she is like an Edechot for her friend. So therefore, a friend is Tor because she's an Edechot for a friend. But on she herself is not believed for herself. And she has no Edechot on her side. Therefore, she's Tumei. So that's Pshan the ratio of their Edim there. Therefore, she's not Neman on herself, only a Chaverita. Now, what does the second case say? Ani v'chaverti tumeya. He says, you should know me and my friend, we were both captured, and I'm telling you the way the goyim lived with both of us. Isn't there menes al atzma? She's believed on herself that she herself is puzzled, but v'ena ne menes al chaverta. She is not believed al chaverta. Now, what's the case? V'dikeidim, if there are edim there that they were captured, amayla mehemna. Why is she not believed al chaverta? Not believed al chaverta would be mashma that the chaverta, the friend, is takator. Why? If there are edim that both were captured, so because of those edim alone, both should become tummy. So why do we say in the menace? If she says that she is tummy and the friend is tummy, she should be in the menace that both takar is tummy. Elapshita, it has to be talking about the lek edim. There are no edim. That's why we say in the menace she's not believed. In other words, even though on herself maybe she is believed because of Shavya Nashach Tichid Yisura, but I call upon him al Chaverta, she's not believed. On a Chaverta, we don't have two Edim saying she was captured. Just she herself, one Ed is saying she's captured, one Ed is not enough. Therefore, it says, Loch of Ein in the Menace. So it comes out that Mitzioth is talking about that there are no Edim that she was captured. Now let's go to the third case. Amos Sefer, what does the last case say? Ani v'chaverti tohoira. That's next case. The Sefer says that Ani v'chaverti tohoira. She says, you know, me and my friend, both of us were captured, but we were pure. The Goyim didn't live with us. Is nemenes achaverti? She believed achaverta. On a friend, she's like an eidechod. Therefore, achaverta is kosher. Mashenkein v'ena nemenes alatzma. But for herself, she's possible to say eidus for herself. So therefore, she's possible to koyin. Now, v'delek edim, if there are no edim that she was captured again, a'atzma ma'ilem hemna, why isn't she believed on herself? Lechura for herself, she should be believed. Elef shita, what do you have to tell me? Dik edim. We're talking about what now? There were edim here. See, if so, reisha v'seif v'dik edim. The reisha and the seif is talking about the edim that the ladies were captured. Mitzios o'delek edim. And the middle case is talking about there were no edim that they were captured. So the kashrut is a bit of modern. It's one brisa. You don't change around the story in the middle. Now the first two cases is there were edim she was captured, and the middle case is there were no edim. It's a little bit of a kasha. So first the Gemara says Omer Abaya, Abaya says Enachanami. Yes, in it's true. Reisha of a safe for dik edim. The only way to answer this brisa was to say the reisha of a safe is talking about there were edim that she was captured by the goyim, but mitzayoset lek edim. That it is mitzayoset says that she's not believed achaverta is the pshat because there were no edim that they were captured. So therefore, just on one edechod, it's not enough to be mastik l'tumo, you're not nemon achaverta. That's the only way Rav Papa was able to answer this brace. Mars says, Rav Papa says, I'll tell you, kulo dik edim. It could be all three cases here, the whole brace is talking about, that there was edim that she was captured. V'ika edechod akapich. But there's one edechod saying the opposite, from her, v'ike dechot the kod apach. Whatever she said, there's an edechot against her. So like this, omra ni tameya v'chaverti toira. If she said that she was tamei, but a chaverta was toira, v'omar lo edechot. And an edechot says, now in other words, there are edim that they were captured. We know these ladies were captured. Now she is saying that what, that she's tameya, but chaverta is toira. There's an edechot also there. You Yishnu, I know is Torah. But I know Yechavertcha is Tomei. So Lachra is like this. And as I know that Yechavertcha, she did live with the Goyim. So therefore, you yourself, and you yourself, you tell us that you live with the Goyim. So that's a klal. A person is Neman al Atzmai. For yourself, on yourself, you're Neman Fisurim. You have a right to make an isra upon yourself. That's called Shav Yanafsho. You can put upon yourself Chaticha Disura. You can put an isra upon yourself. That a call upon him, you yourself have to be knowing this isra. So Shaila, if other people have to be knowing this isra also. Some learn Shav Yanafsho is only nemonis for you yourself, but not for other people. A call upon him, you yourself have to be knowing like your also. Chaverto Mishtaria Pumadido. But you should know your friend, she's taka tor. Why? Because since you, as an eidecha, saying that she's tor, even though there's another eidecha saying the opposite, but that's the law that we had before the chorakol makam shemino eidecha rekan kishnayim. Since the rabbanim believed in eidecha by shruit to say that she's torah, so we believed you. Once we believe you, the second eidecha that comes and says that she's torah, we don't believe that eidecha. Therefore, that's pshan the ratio that you yourself can say you're tameya, you're shaganashach tichadisura, you remain tamei. But your friend that you say you know she's tor, henachnami, this edus helps, that tells us that she's tor because of you. What about the next case of ani tohoira, the chaverti tameya? She says that she's tor, but a chavertus tameya. Now, the omolo edecha, there's an edecha that's saying, at tameya, you are tamei. And your chaver is tor. So it's like this: Ihi you yourself kivon dike edim lav kol kimine. But we have edim that you were captured. Since we have edim that you were captured on yourself, you're not nemo to say that you're tor. So therefore, the fact you say you're torah doesn't mean anything. And befrat here we have an edecha that's saying it tameya. So avad you're not nemo on yourself. Avad you're tameya. But chaver tor yishno your chaver. Even though you're saying she's tameya, but mishtar yapuma di eid, she becomes mutter because of the eid echot. The eid echot says that she's Torah. The eid echot says we know that the goyim do not live with her. And art, it depends how you learn here. If that eid echot came first, savadu, it's good. It's called like komokim shemino eid echot, reikan kshnayim. First, the eid echot came and told her that she was Torah. So the rabbanan believed her. Once she's believed, the fact you come now and say she's tameya, she's not neman. It could even be, maybe, no, even if you come first, but the law is, you're not neman. To say to Meya, we don't believe you, you have no nemonis to say to Meya. The second one that comes and says Torah, she has a nemonis, the rabbanim believed her. So it could even be, like, even after you come, now when she comes and says Torah, also we believe her. Vaita, the next case of the Braiser is, Ani v'chaverti to Meya. If she says, me and my chaverti, both of us was Tomei. Both of us together is Tomei. Is v'yomalo eidechot, and eidechot says the opposite, that at v'chaveret chatoira, both of you is ator. So locher is ihi, you yourself, shavis lanashach tichad yisura. You yourself put upon yourself, and it said that you yourself told us that you were tmeya, you did live with the goyim, so you're neman upon yourself. Therefore, even though an eidechot says you're toira, you're neman more upon yourself than the eidechot. Therefore, you have to remain tmeya. Alright, turn over. Again, so you that said that you are Tameya, that Shaganashach Tichad Yisura, but Chaver to your friend, Mishtar Yapum Ediyed, she becomes Mutter because of the Eid Echot. Since the Eid Echot says that she's Torah, therefore she remains Torah. For the Gemara, Sulam Alei Haina Reisha, what do we need this over again? The same halacha we learned before in the Reisha, the same Chidushim, that on yourself it's Shaganashach Tichad Yisura, and on Chaver to you believe the Eid Echot. Tamar says, Ma, the time I would have thought. Hani tavayu toiris ninu. Maybe here I would have thought both of them really is tor. They're both mutter to a kain. Va'ayde karma hochei. How come she said that she's tameya? In other words, she said that both of them are tameya, herself and a chaverta. What if she said that she's tameya? Not that she really meant it, but maybe really she just wanted to get angry at a friend to make a friend tameya. And the klal is like Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim, like Bashimshin. He had himself killed in order to kill out all the Plishtim. So here also maybe, in order to get even on a friend, to make a friend tameya, she said she was tameya. He decoved her. So maybe later when she like agrees, when later when she asks harot and she tells you, she know, really I was Torah, so maybe we should believe her. Kamashmala no, Kamashman still we don't believe her. That since she tells us she's tameya, even though she's also telling us that a chaverta, her friend was tameya, we believe what she's saying. It's called Shav Yanashach Tichad Yisura. And even though later when Eidecha comes and tells us that we know the way she was Torah, and later she has Charot and she says, yes, you're right, I was taka Torah, we don't believe her. Because of the klal, Shav Yanasha Chdichad Yisura. Right, this is another case of Ani v'chaverti Torah. Let's say she tells us both of them were Torah. She and a friend both are Torah. V'yomolo Eidecha, now Eidecha tells us at v'chaveretcha Temeya. You should know, we know the way you and your friend, both of you are Temeya. The law is like this. Ihi, she herself, kivun dikeidim, since the Eidim, that she was captured, Sue is telling us that she's Torah, only she herself is lav kol kimina. She's not neman on herself to say that she's Torah. Therefore, we remain that she's Temeya. But chaverto on the friend, mishtar yapumadido. You should know on your friend, even though there's an Eidechot saying that she was Temeya, but since you're also kosher to be an Eidechot and you're saying that she's Torah, therefore you're believed. Fred Gemara, Su Lomli, why do we have to have both cases? We heard Hainu Reisha, we heard these Chudushim before. Hainu Reisha, the Reisha, this is the first case we had before that you say that you're Neman or Chaverta to be an Eidechot. So Gemara says, Ma the time I would have thought, Ki Mehem no Demokan the Postal Nafsha. When do we believe you that you're Chaverta Tahira? When you're telling us that you're Temeya, but Chaverta Tahira? So since you're telling us that you yourself is Temeya, we see you're not lying. You're telling us the truth. Therefore, when you tell us that your chavert is Torah, then we believe you. But here that you're telling both of you that Torah, you want to make yourself kosher also. Maybe we have to be afraid. Maybe you're lying, just like we can't trust you on yourself. Maybe here we can't trust you on your friend either. Kamashma, not the Chiddush, no. That lemaisa for your friend, you're still an Eidechod. Anisha is kosher. But halachas of a shavuya, since it's only yechshash with the Rabbanan believed in Eidecha to say that we know the way she was captured by the Goyim, but the Goyim did not live with her, so therefore you are neman achaverta, even though you're not neman on yourself. Here, yeah, this Mishnah. Then the Mishnah goes weiter. V'chein shnei anoshim, you have the same halacha by two men, that ze'oim ha-kayanin, kayan ani. One man says, Yishno ha-makayin. V'ze'oim ha-kayanin, and the second one says, ha-makayin. The locker is ain't in the morning, we don't believe them. Of his man shein midim ze al ze, but if one is saying it is upon the other one, I'm saying the way I know the other one is a kohen, is a rail in the morning, then they are believed. So Rashi says, ain't in the morning, litan lem truma. We don't trust what they're saying. If they're saying upon themselves that he is a kohen, we can't trust him. What does that mean? That we're not allowed to give him truma. But if one kohen is saying upon the other one, I know the way my friend is a kosher kohen, and they dech advised us as nemon, and we're allowed to give him truma. Reb Yehudu Oimer ein malin lakuna piyadechot. If you don't know, to give a person a shame that he's a kohen, in order to be able him to eat truma, we can't trust an eidechot. If we have any doubts, if we don't know, we have to have two eidim telling us that he's a kohen. That's Reb Yehudu Shita ein malin lakuna piyadechot. Omer Reb Lozer, what does it sound like this? Ey Mosai, when do I hold like you? You have to have two Eidim, Vizman Shiesh Urim. Where there's somebody complaining here that he's apostle, he's not a kosher kohen, then you have to be Mavaya through two Eidim. Abu Bemokim Shein Urim. But in a place where nobody's complaining, we have no arguments here, Madan Lakuna Piedechod, you could trust an Eidechod, and one Eidechod is never to say that he's a kohen. So we'll see in the Gemara, Lakuna, that's the same Shana Tanakama. Of course, the same thing the Tanakhama says, that you believe in Eidechot. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, we'll see in the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Asgan, Ma'alan Lakuna fi Eidechot. He also holds that with the Kayach of one Eidechot, you have a right to make a person into a Kayin. If an Eidechot says he's a Kayin, he has a loch of a Kayin. So again, like Rashi says, the Gemara Mephorish, Shmai ben Ayo. The Gemara will come and explain what is the machlokes here. What's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel saying? Rabbi Shimon ben Asgan saying more than we learned before. So Gemara starts off. Kol Hani Lomali. First, the Gemara goes into Kol Hani. We're not explaining our Mishnah yet. First is like Akdama Rashi says. Tatonu Mastisin Lashmina Na Peshos Apeshiter Lomali. Like the last few Mishnayos we had was Chidushim of a Peshos and Peshitta. If you yourself tell us that it's Osar, you yourself are able to say that it's Mutter. Why do we have to have all the Mishnayosim before? Samara explains though each Mishnah by itself. Ditana Moed Rebbe Yeshua. If we would have just said the first Mishnah in our paragraph Moed Rebbe Yeshua by the Migu of Karka, where Reuben goes to Shimon and tells Shimon, you should know this Karka belonged to your father. And I bought it off him, Mishum Diyika Dror the Mamayna. over there there's a doubt about the money. I will aid them the lekut rod, the mamayna aimaloi, but the aidim you wouldn't say it. So Rashi says like this, that ikut rod, the mamayna means you're going to lose out. Now this Reuven, what did he do? Reuven went to Shimon and told Shimon, you should know this karka, this field belonged to your father, but I bought it off him. Now Reuven knows, like if there's any doubt about this, he's going to lose his property. Like once you're telling us now this property belonged to your father, it's like you may lose it. So there we say we believe you that you bought it off him, because if you would have any doubts at all, you wouldn't have said it. It's called the Dror of the Mamayna, means you have something to lose out here. So therefore, for sure, you're telling us the truth. Mashenk in the next Mishnah, the Eidim that says, Ksav Yodein who's there, Avla Nusama Yinu, there's no Dror of the Mamayna. The Eidim have nothing to lose out here. It's not a star for them. The Eidim is just saying, oh, but the way they know, it says in the star that Reuben owes $1,000. So the Edom are telling us, Bezdin, true, this is our signatures, it wasn't forged, but you should know the loan is false. Either we were forced to sign, the loan never took place, or else we were katan and we were psulim. But I call upon him over here, the Edom have nothing to lose out. Since the Edom have nothing to lose out, maybe we wouldn't believe them, and maybe here we wouldn't say a peshras a peshitta. So that's the Chiddush, not only when Reuben is going to lose his field, that we believe him, but even here by the Edom, where they won't lose out anything, still we believe the Edom. Since they did not have to say Ksav Yudenu, we only know the Shtar is good because of them. Since it's because of them, therefore we have a right to believe them. That's the Chiddush of the second Mishnah, more than the first Mishnah. Now, Lechur just said the second Mishnah, V'ton Eidim Mishum D'li Alma, because Eidim is always saying for other people, Zrashiyein, Adib Rachroin, Man Li Atzmoi, they are not saying upon themselves at all, therefore we'll believe them. Avad Ihud L'Nat,